Yeah, look, they don't start with it. They tend to, their backs tend to flush and press up, but they get under some pressure. They really go to a six wing, so forward rolls up, plays the wing, and they drop the winger back as a seventh defender. It's about ground position. Centre back will look to make him more accountable. When they've got ground position on us, we'll accept plus one back on us, so we're keep a number around the ball. So it'll be a sort of fluid situation where we want to man him up and don't want to man him up.
What's that?
Rush Lyon.
Last night?
Yeah, before the game.
Did it have subtitles underneath explaining what he's actually saying? What's he talking about?
I reckon Ross thought he'd have a bit of fun with that interview before the game, and he'd just talk in riddles and gibberish and, you know, just throw up anything that came into his head.
That is the red-hot favourite for Patrick's gibberish
That's
of the week.
Gibberish of the week, isn't it?
What was he actually saying?
But I wonder if Collingwood was smart enough to listen to that interview. John Barker, the week before, said he listened to Ken Hinckley interviewed, and he picked
got
up
some secrets.
Got the secrets, and he gave away a lot of secrets then. Mm. I wonder if Neil Baum tuned
in. Like what?
Well, Neil Baum would understand that lingo, and Neil's been good enough to join us.
I don't think Neil does.
The saviour of the
Collingwood football club.
Neil's a bit
of a 1980s footballer that he doesn't quite understand.
I reckon he understood every word. Neil, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Can you please decipher what Ross Lyon was saying there?
Well, actually, funnily enough, I got some idea what he meant. Mm-hmm. Footy's a numbers game, and you decide where your advantage or disadvantage in numbers is. That's what he was talking about. Sometimes it's in defence, sometimes it's in attack if you can get it, really. But a lot of times it'll be around the ball. And that's what he was kind of inferring, that we start a bloke behind, but he comes up into the play and he's really a forward, so you've got to decide what to do with him. That's kind of what he was meaning to say. Mm.
So, Neil, you know, in the old days when the coach used to talk and supporters understood every word he said, is the idea today to make it sound like it's rocket science? So that,
yeah, unfortunately,
so that,
past,
so that,
past.
Is it rocket?
He was very easy to understand, wasn't he? He knew exactly what
yes.
he meant.
But is it rocket science these days? Is that to sort of demonstrate to supporters that just how smart we are? You couldn't understand the nature of the game today, but we do because we're coaches, and you poor folk out there, you plebs out there, have got no idea with what we're talking about. I mean, what happened the day when we got beaten around the ball, got beaten for crumbs? You know, they had a loose man back. All that sort of stuff. Loose man in defence. Had a ruckman, pushing back, to build a wall across half back. Where's all that talk gone?
Well, it's the same talk. It's just slightly different lexicon. That's just the way the world is. We got too many assistant coaches. See, they all every summer they come up with something new, which they do, and then everyone's got to get their head around it. And then there's usually a little bit of other description around it because it's slightly different than it was before. So I wouldn't let it worry me.
So of all the things that Ross was...
hasn't changed all that much.
Well, that's good news. Of all the things that Ross was talking about there, which one really hurt you last night then?
Well, what happened was they were able to play number 32 behind the ball in the last 15 minutes, and we wanted to even that up because we thought we'd needed to kick a goal, and that's what that's the thing that we probably didn't do as well as we might have. But
why didn't we do that, Neil?
Well, because you need your players around the ball as well, particularly with them. They are such a powerful team at a stoppage because they've got Sanderlands as a great ruckman and they've got all those other really powerful midfielders. So if you don't overload there a little bit, you might lose too much there and the game's over anyway. So you've got to try and do both things, but it's not easy to do at times.
So, Neil, great respect shown by you, by Collingwood. Don't even know the names of opponents these days. Just number 32 behind the ball.
Steve, but, Neil, I know who he is.
But we, Neil, we heard Nathan Buckley say that for 15 minutes, communication breakdown in the last 15 minutes, according to Nathan, cost Collingwood the game. How can you have a communication breakdown for 15 minutes? Now, Paul Roos said the other night they had a communication breakdown for 41 seconds.
You've just admitted that you have no idea what everyone's talking about.
No, no idea what Ross Lyon was talking about. But you should know.
Well, they do. Well, the facts are that you can't put anything into practice in a game unless you've practiced it many, many times. And there was a little bit of a change of what we needed to do. It was hard to implement because somebody, head office, only likes one runner, so we could only get one runner to take it out. If we had two runners, we would have been able to fix it really easily.
So it wasn't like the phone had broken down. It was just that
no.
The message going out to the players took too long.
Oh, yeah, that's what Nathan. By communication, he means that what we want, did the players understand quickly enough? So, you know, it's not. Yeah, it's just what we thought happened, and it gives them a fair bit to work on over the next few weeks. But, we were overall really pleased with the effort that our guys put in, and we played a very, very good team at home, and we didn't quite take our chances. So I think we got a lot positively out of it, but we would have loved to have got the points, of course.
Well, I think you proved to everyone that Collingwood can match you with the very best. In the end, it was one that got away, Neil, so I dare say that's why it would hurt so much.
Oh, yes. Well, it always is. But you learn something every time you play. Now, we actually were pretty proud of what our blokes did, but we didn't get up, so we do need to learn a fair bit from it, and I think we will. But, we don't want to underestimate how hard Fremantle are to beat. I mean, they're 11-1 for a very good reason. They're very hard to stop.
I would have thought, Neil, you'd be very happy with the former Camberwell South primary school student, DeGoey. He looked very good.
Oh, he's terrific, wasn't he? Yeah, look, he's a young man, but still a hell of a lot of improvement and a lot to learn. But it just naturally, he's a good competitor, isn't he? He runs hard, he goes at the ball well, he kicks it nicely. That take and run away and left foot around the body to, I think, Blairy to kick the goal was outstanding.
Neil, a lot of SMSs are coming through saying that Scott Pendlebury spent the first 8 minutes of the second quarter on the bench. Is there any issues with an injury?
No, there's not.
Why was you on the bench for so long?
He might have chosen to. I'm not sure. I don't know all those things. Might have been a pre-planned thing to get a rest into him. I don't know.
8 minutes seems to be a long time for someone like Pendlebury, according to the Collingwood fans.
Well, I don't know that it was, mate. I don't have the information in front of me. I wouldn't have thought that would have happened, but could have.
Could you find that out for us, Neil, and give us a call back?
No.
Now, Neil, so far, Collingwood...
Don't tell me those things.
0-7 Collingwood on Thursday night football. A couple of weeks' time you play Port Adelaide. So will you rail against that? Will you go to the AFL and talk to them about Thursday night football? It doesn't seem to suit Collingwood.
The only thing that we're worried about is the next game coming, mate.
Which is a good one. Hawthorn.
It's going to be easy, isn't it? We're only playing the Premiers. They're not much job, are they?
Haven't beaten them since 2011, the preliminary final at the MCG.
I don't know whether you got the theme or not, but we're not that worried about what's happened in the past. We're a little bit more worried about what's going on in the future. So we're looking forward to it.
I would have thought for Neil, for the club, for Nathan, for you and everybody else, these 2 weeks are absolutely perfectly timed for you. Why not find out where you're at up against the very best?
Yeah. It's a whole season. It's not just one game. And whilst we didn't get the points, we got a lot out of this game, but that hurts you. And next week's, similar challenge. I mean, how do you beat Hawthorn? Well, we've got a decent chance. Let's have a go and see where we are. If we do, we get the points. If we don't, we don't. But then you move on. But, it is great. You've got to play the best to know how good you are.
How far away is Ben Reid? Again, a lot of Collingwood fans are screaming out for Ben Reid to come back in the side. They're happy with the back line. They're not so happy with the forward line. They believe that he can find a spot somewhere on the forward line. So how close is he back to playing senior football? And also, we know Brodie Grundy has got neck injuries. I know you had him in the side last week, Neil. Some people say he may not play until 2016. But can you bring us up to speed there with Brodie and Ben Reid?
Brodie will be fine. He may not play next week only because we're not going to rush it and we won't push him. My analogy is that if it were grand final day next week, you'd probably put some work in there and give him a decent chance. We'll see how he goes. He may come up really quickly, but he won't be far away. There's nothing that's going to hold him back apart from getting back into the movement and confidence and training and that sort of stuff. So he'll be, a week or so before he plays. But Reedy's virtually ready to play. We're very confident of the work he's put into himself. So he's going to play again on tomorrow in the VFL and play a full game, and let's see how he goes. But he's, unless something weird happens, he's very close.
So when he comes back into the side maybe for the Hawthorn game, at this stage, do you see him playing as a forward or a backman?
That's really not been decided because he's just as competent either end, and we'll see how we go. But and again, he may not be ready for Hawthorn yet. It depends on how he plays and how he comes up. So we're certainly not going to rush it, but we're very pleased with the position he's in. So it won't be long, tell him.
Okay, and the boys Scharenberg and also Darcy Moore, again, Collingwood fans very excited about the future. Are they likely to play soon?
I'd like them both to play soon, but it's just a matter of finding a spot and where they fit. Certainly, Darcy was going very well until he had that hamstring and missed 5 weeks or so. So But he's played the last couple of weeks and looks very good, so he wouldn't be far away. And Matt Scharenberg had the knee reco, so we're sort of he's improving every week, but there's no rush on him. We've just got to let him get confident and be there. Usually it's really the full 12 months before they're fully, absolutely comfortable with what they're doing. But he's looking very good, so he won't be far away either, I wouldn't think.
Neil, thanks for joining us from over there. It was a great effort last night by Collingwood. I think a lot of people think a bit unlucky to lose after a couple of goals kicked late, both in the second quarter and third quarter, which I'm certain you're going to have a look at. But thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks, KB. Thanks, Dave.
See you later.
Neil Baum, the saviour and football director of the Collingwood Football Club. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take more of your calls. And also, DC has the big issue.